So we'll record it now anyway.
So we have looked at this equation that says find a number that works. And we determined that, okay, starting at 2.5, it works. But that's luck that we found it. If it was like 2 5/7, oh no, we wouldn't find it, and that's okay. You will when you learn the method. And something down here works, and I think it is around -3.5. I think -3.5 is where it starts working. Okay, now let's talk about this a little bit. You see that it's a greater than? And greater than, what was the word that went with greater than? And or?
Or.
And or meant outsides. And look, the answers that work are the ones on the outside. Now, it doesn't always turn out that way. If I had a minus sign in here, that can throw things off. But generally, okay, I found my solutions. But that's not so easy. At least, you know, what we did here was great. And it was, you know, pick and choose. Wasn't real methodical. Okay. We're going to use a method that involves limiting the domain, meaning I'm going to look at only certain x values at a time. I'm trying to think of a good, you know how when you're going to sit down and do your homework and you're like, okay, you know, you got finals. Any of you real organized when it comes to finals, sort of, or maybe not? I know that when I take tests or get ready for something, I'm like, okay, I'm only going to concentrate on one thing at a time. I'm going to concentrate on thus and such. This summer, I had two things I had to do. I did work on a course, and I taught a course for adults up at Exeter. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do one thing at a time. And once June hit, I was like, okay, I'm going to focus on what I'm doing at Exeter this summer, only Exeter. And once I get through that, then I worked on the new course I'm teaching. So I kind of parceled things out. This kind of problem, you really want to do the same way, but by instead of thinking of each piece, you're going to think of different x values. I'm going to show you a number line related to this particular problem and ask you and tell you that I'm going to create this number line. Anyone think of where I possibly got the -2 and the 1 from? What are they?
The opposites of the numbers.
Opposites? What's another word? Like if I put 1 into here, what do I get? And what's it called when you plug something in and you get 0? It's called a... What? No, not a reciprocal. No. When you... No. When you put something into something and get 0, what it's called a root or a 0. Okay? So what is the 0 of x minus 1?
1.
What's the 0 of x plus 2?
-2.
Good, okay. Now, let's talk about these three areas of the number line. Pick a number in area 1. All of you, pick it silently. You may not pick 2. Be creative. You have that idea, that number in your mind? Everyone have a number that's in area 1. Put that number in here. Are you getting positive or negative?
What are we putting in instead of the 2?
Well, no, you're putting it in for the x. This is where your x values are. These are your x values. So you take your number. I have 17 in my head, by the way. You all plug your number in. Do you get positive or negative?
Positive.
What about here? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Huh. We all got the same thing. We each picked different numbers. I guarantee you. Some of you may have picked the same number. Some of you all picked 3. Some of you all picked 10. But everyone picked a different number, yet we all got the same thing, that this is positive and this is positive. If we're guaranteed that both of those expressions are positive, do the absolute values matter? Think about this.
No.
Do absolute values matter if the thing inside is positive? No, because do we take them away? All right, let's go to a second one, see if we can work our way through it. Let's look at area 2. Everyone pick a number between -2 and 1. Try to be creative. Please don't pick 0. Pick a fraction. Be a little daring. Take your number and put it in the first expression for x. Do you get a positive or a negative?
Positive.
So we're still all saying that this is positive. So do the absolute values matter for any number in area 2? No. Take that same number, put it in for here. What kind of number do you get?
Negative.
Oh, we're all saying the same thing. We're all saying that when we are in this domain, this set of x values, this expression is still positive. Absolute values don't matter. But suddenly, this expression for every number in here is negative. So we have to do something to get rid of the absolute values. What's our trick when we get rid of the absolute values? What do? To take rid of the absolute values when something inside is negative?
You split it?
Sorry, I'm not speaking real clearly. What do we do to what's inside when we get rid of the absolute values? Take the
number from the
distance or the opposite, right? Take the opposite. Remember when you guys knew that what was inside, and I said this is a negative number, so what are you going to do to it? And you all said 2 minus x, you took the opposite of it just 2 days ago? Okay. All right. That is an excellent question. I'm going to tell you the answer is no, because, well, they can and they can't. It doesn't really matter. We typically don't, because if you plug the number itself in, 0 is neither positive nor negative. Okay. How about area 3? Everyone pick a number. Be creative. Put that number there, in there for x. What kind of number are you getting, positive or negative?
Negative.
Careful, check that number again. Oh, wait, before you take the absolute value, I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. Put it just on the inside, what kind of number are you getting?
Negative.
How about in here?
Negative.
Oh, guess what? We're all saying the same thing. By limiting the domain, by limiting myself to this area, I know that both these numbers are positive. When I limit myself to this area, both one of these numbers is negative, and when I limit myself here, both of them are going to be negative. The other method some people say is, well, make this positive with this negative and this positive with this negative. That's impossible. Okay? There's really only going to be these three situations. Okay. Again, this is what's called a domain limiting problem. Limiting the values will help me evaluate the equation when I need to actually write it down. And you guys have already figured this out. Please make sure you understand how we limited the domain in these three problems. Is everyone okay on the 2 and the negative 2 being the zeros? Or the negative 3 and the 0 being the zeros? Or the negative 5 and the negative 1/2? Being the zeros of each expression. If you're not okay with it, let me know. Just want to make sure. All right? All right. Seems pretty easy so far. Okay? And again, if you feel like you missed something, if I go too fast, you can always download these slides and get them on your own. Come work with me. I'll show you how to do it. Okay. So we're going to actually try a problem from beginning to end. We're going to try this problem all together. So please write it down. Please also follow directions. One of the important things to learn how to do, there are some times when freedom is great, and sometimes when following the directions, believe it or not, will teach you something that's a little bit more efficient. I am not testing your ability to guess the answer. This would be called guessing class if it was. I am testing your ability to solve a mathematical method. And this is an important one because this shows whether you really understand logic or not. So we're going to work together on this problem. This is the problem, and what I'm going to do is say to you, we're going to need a process. Did everyone get the problem written down? I actually did not get it written down, so let me start right here. And it's going to be a lot of writing, but once you get used to it, you'll get through it pretty quickly. Okay. So, first process. We're going to draw the number line to create those areas of consideration. Why? Because if we know what our x's are, we know whether everything is positive or negative. I'm going to draw a vertical number line right here. You don't have to draw this. I'm just doing this for a visual effect. What are the numbers that go on the number line?
Negative 1 and 5.
Yeah. 2x plus 2 equals 0.
Oh.
Yep, x, not x plus 2. I changed the problem. 2x plus 2.
Okay.
Okay. How many areas are there on the number line?
Three
areas. I like to go left to right. You want to be a rebel and do things your own way? Go right to left. I really don't care. Oh, no, I go right to left. You go left to right. I really don't care. But again, I do this for consistency, so it's easier to go through and find partial credit in case you've made a mistake. All right, everybody, we're all in area one. Area one is the numbers that are what?
Positive.
Well, I'm sorry. Area one on the number line is the numbers that are positive, but also bigger than five. And you asked this question, Henry, was it you who asked this question? Whether five was included?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Include it here. Include it when you set your domain, okay? And area two, where's area two? I'm just going to write it down right here.
Between
negative one and five. And area three, where's area three?
Below
negative one. I don't see an eraser anywhere. Oh, right in front of me. Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to limit my domain. By limiting it, I guarantee my values in each area. I'm going to, and again, you don't have to write this down. This is always something that's available, but I'm going to determine the value of each absolute value in each area, and I'm going to remove the absolute values based on that. So I'm going to consider the numbers above 5. So I'm think of this as, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way up. Everybody pick a number, be creative, don't pick 6. You should do this every time. I can fool you very easily. I can tell when you're not paying attention by fooling you. Pick a number in each area and test it. Take that number, let's say, whatever it is in your head, plug it in here, positive or negative.
Positive.
Plug it in here, positive or negative.
Positive.
Okay, guess what, everybody? As long as you are considering the numbers that are in this area, you don't need absolute values, do you?
No.
Right? Go ahead.
But my number, it doesn't fit the equation.
What number? Oh, but that's okay that it doesn't fit the equation. That's great, because in your head, you're already like, okay, I already know something that better not work. All right. But so we know, we're just looking at the absolute values and removing the absolute values. That's all we're doing right now. So everyone agrees the absolute values don't matter?
Right.
Take them away. Let's write the equation. 2x plus 2 plus x minus 5 is less than 9. Guess what? You've done the new material. We're ready to do things we've already done in the past. Simplify that equation completely. I will do it here while you do it. This is where the leap of logic comes. We separate, as they say, the men from the mice, the wheat from the chaff. You are all going to be wheat, or men, not mice. People, not mice. Okay. X is less than 4. Okay, what did we say were the only X's we were going to consider? What was the original statement? Only X's that we're going to consider are the X's that are?
Above 5.
And the only X's in that group that work are the X's that are? Does anyone have a problem with that?
Yes.
I have a big problem with that. The statement was that I was only going to consider x values that were above 5. That way I knew positive, positive. But the only x values that work there are the ones that are below 4. Are there any numbers below 4 in there?
No.
What word did we use to see where two groups overlapped? Not the other one, there's the other one. Intersection, what was the conjunction we used?
And.
Oh, the answer has to be above 5 and below 4. Nothing works, no solution in case 1. And the fact that you were bothered is beautiful because you knew something was wrong. Everyone go back and take that first number you plugged in your head and see if it fits the entire equation. Now, you don't ever have to do this, but think about your number. If you had, let's say, 10, 22 plus 15, or no, 5, excuse me, 22 plus 5, 27. That is not less than 9. Everyone's number shouldn't have worked in the entire equation, but we don't really test that. We're just trying to get rid of the absolute values. Everyone okay on what we did with case 1? Okay, guess what? We do that same thing over and over. We're going to determine the value of each absolute value in the area, remove the absolute values, solve the equation, and then see where the domain overlaps with the answer. Guess what? There's nothing above 5 that works. Nothing here works. So I'm just going to erase it. And you don't have to do this. This is me just doing a little visual thing to help out. 5 down to -1. Okay, everybody. Pick a number between 5 and -1, not including the endpoints. Plug it into the first absolute value. Is the first absolute value, and I mean the one on the left, I'm going left, right for a second. Is it positive or negative?
Positive.
Everyone's getting positive. Guess what? The key is, but how can we be sure? We've done two problems already where we each all picked different numbers, but we still all got the same answer. That is an absolute, that as long as you don't limit your domain, if one answer gives you a result, every answer gives you a result. So the first one is positive. Do we need to get rid of the absolute values?
No.
Can we get rid of the absolute values?
No.
Yeah, get rid of them, they don't matter. Now, take your same number, plug it into the x minus 5. What do you get?
Negative.
A negative number. You want to get that thing out of the absolute values. What do you do to get it out of the absolute values?
You isolate.
Well, you isolate it, you switch the signs, you take the opposite. So how would you like to take the opposite of x minus 5? Some people like to do 5 minus x, some people like to do negative x plus 5. I have no preference, I'll write down both. But I'm going to show it to you in a different color. Look what happened here. What did I do? My equation is still logical. Because think about your number. Take your number again, whatever your number was. Mine was 2. 2 minus 5 is a negative number, but what's 5 minus 2?
Positive.
I took care of it by taking the opposite. Go ahead. Question?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, now, guess what? That's the new thing. What do we do now? Solve the equation. You solve your equation, I'm going to solve mine. Getting x is less than 2. Okay, let's go back to our little picture here. This was the only answers we were, the only x's we were going to allow to be part of the solution. Those are the only x's we were going to consider. Which ones are the only ones that work? The ones less than 2. So from here down are the only ones that work. Oh, they don't work. Well, we want, that's where it technically starts, right? So we use less than 2, because we have to, 1.999 works. Okay, so what you do, let's look here at this answer. Again, overlap, think about this. I'm gonna do it visually. We did this overlap verbally. We're gonna do this overlap visually, a little bit for everybody. Here's the negative 1, here's the 5. Solid, I'm including the endpoints as dots. X is less than 2, where's my 2? Right about there. Whole. Where do those two sets overlap? 2 down to -1. Do we include the 2? Is it a member of both sets? Do we include the 1? Is it a member of both sets? So from -1 to 2 is one area that works. I looked for where my domain overlapped with my answer. And the thing is, I'm always going to ask you to tell me what the answer to each particular section is. I want to see that logic, that domain overlapping. Okay, let's try the third area. I know this is long, but it won't take you this long anyway. And quite frankly, if I put a problem like this on a test, how many do you think I'm going to put?
One.
Right, one, maybe 2. X is less than or equal to -1. Everyone pick a number in your head. Plug that number in each absolute value. Tell me about 2x plus 2, positive or negative?
Negative.
Oh, tell me about x minus 5, positive or negative?
Negative.
So what am I going to have to do to write down my equation?
Change
them, take opposites, perfect. The equation becomes, I'm going to write it as -2x minus 2, take the opposite of that, plus the 5 minus x, and make it less than 9. I like using a little color so you can see the difference. Clean that up and solve.
Could you then run in the negative through it?
I'm sorry, what?
Could you run a negative through the problem?
Sure, and what do you have to do to this little sign here? Yeah, you could run the negative through here, you could divide by a negative whenever you want to do it. Just keep track of your signs. Okay. Let's see if we can do this part really fast. The only x's that are going to work are the x's, ignore this part right here, let's not even look at it, are the x's below negative 1. Those are the only ones I'm considering. That's great. The only ones that actually work in that set are the ones above negative 2. So what answers actually are my solution? Yeah, between the negative 2 and the negative 1. Just those numbers. Again, let's think about overlapping them. My domain is the answer is the x's from below negative 1. Those are the only ones that are possibles. The only ones that actually work are the ones above negative 2. So that overlapped area is from negative 2 to negative 1.
Wait, wouldn't it be 2 is less
than 9? Excuse me. Yep, I have that on the wrong spot. Now let's look what we did. We took this answer and the solution. We took the domain and the solution. We took the domain and the solution. But remember, we stopped ourselves. Well, we said we're going to either be here or here or here, right? You combined your answers at the end as an or. Let's think about this. You just put them together. Think about the numbers from negative 2 to negative 1 and negative 1 to 2. Those answers are the answers that are between
negative
2 and 2. This is the part where you might all of a sudden be like, wait, what'd you do? I said, all right, one case was from negative 2 up to negative 1. The next case started at negative 1, kind of bumped up next to it, and kept going to 2. It's like linking from here to here means I go here to here. Okay. Now, this is a lot. This is all I want you to do for Wednesday. That sheet I gave you, it says compound absolute values. All I want you to do is draw the number lines and the domains for each problem. We're going to come in and actually kind of do them together. All I want you to do for each of those problems is do this right here.
Oh, cool.
That's all you have to do, okay? No, not the back. The back is the next day's practice. Just the bottom of that sheet that you did the other day. All right? That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Have a good trip on Sunday. Hope the rain holds off. I heard today it's only a chance of rain now. And the lecture will be